Some rather distinguished pianos have been touring the United States. They begin a month-long appearance in Cleveland today. It's the Steinway & Sons Legendary Instruments of the Immortals Tour. Grand pianos once owned by Vladimir Horowitz and Van Cliburn, plus a new one built to celebrate George Gershwin's centennial. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg caught up with the pianos and a pianist to play them when they were in Boston.
Whether they're made by Baldwin, Bösendorfer, Yamaha, or Schimmel, pianos have personalities. Performers try to choose instruments they can get along with. Pianist Virginia Eskin loves this Steinway. It belonged to Vladimir Horowitz, built in 1943. Eskin says the piano has a huge range. You can pound it or play it softly, and it always sounds like velvet. It makes her want to keep playing, makes her feel like Horowitz.
Do you hear how clear the sound is? When you go down on the key bed, it's a very short ride. And if the piano helps you and sort of goes with you, it encourages you to be more free and therefore more musical, more expressive.
In other words, the keys are not resisting the pressure of your fingers?
Right, exactly. It's like falling down into a whole pile of feathers.
Same music, Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu, different instrument. A new $60,000 Steinway Model D Concert Grand. The piano showroom paid Virginia Eskin to come in and play these touring pianos for Boston audiences. It's an in-your-face piano, Eskin says, compared to the Horowitz.
This piano has a glacial quality, and it's also not as sensitive, the key bed. I had to work at it. I felt muscles in my forearm.
It sounds like a new pair of shoes.
It is. Beautiful from the outside and killing you inside.
Now Virginia Eskin is playing a new special order Steinway designed to celebrate the centennial of George Gershwin. The Rhapsody piano is 7 feet long with a glossy blue-dyed maple case that's inlaid with 400 mother-of-pearl stars, an Art Deco fantasy for people who love it enough to plunk down more than $150,000. Eskin says it's fun to play, but as for response, pedal, quality of tone,
it's rank and file. It's just a very good piano. I think the kind of person who buys this piano is not a professional. And Steinway knows that this is going to go into a theater, maybe some Texas oil magnate's music studio or something like that. This is a piano that you sort of just drop dead in front of because of the look of it.
You have to play Gershwin on this piano, Virginia Eskin says. Haydn or Scarlatti would sound silly. The piano Van Cliburn has used sounds as if it was made for the music of Tchaikovsky. Eskin, who's on the faculty of Northeastern University in Boston, says Cliburn and this piano are a good match.
It gets very loud quick. It heats up, and I think Van Cliburn is supposed to have liked that. He really liked to come on strong. I remember at Tanglewood, he had a fear of waiting backstage, and I thought it was the ultimate in chutzpah. He just went from his limousine on stage because he didn't like that sort of waiting for your death, you know, that backstage scene where you're in the little room. You want to get out there and get on with it.
And he wanted a piano that was as ready to deliver as he was?
Exactly. Just like a huge stallion waiting to roam.
The differences in these pianos have to do with the way they are built and tuned and adjusted to fit various performers. But Virginia Eskin thinks the differences are also inherent in the pianos themselves. Not all the Steinways built in the 1950s will feel and sound this way, but this one does, the Van Cliburn. We end our musical tour back at the 9-foot Concert Grand that belonged to Vladimir Horowitz. The craftsman who built it called it CD-503. Its serial number is 314-503. But to audiences, it was just Horowitz's piano.
And it's a beat-up looking thing. It's not any fancy piano because it went on many a moving van.
Horowitz rarely traveled without it, and he did a lot of traveling. Concerts in London, Moscow, Tokyo.
He had his entourage, his wife, her friend, the tuner, a masseur, the cook.
And the piano.
And 314-503. It's like buying a new mattress, you know, when you've been sleeping on a bag of rocks for years. And then you finally lay down, you said, this is fantastic. I'm going to have a great sleep. And a pianist has the same reaction. You sit down, you really don't know what you're going to be dealing with. You're going to be doing something in public. You're very exposed. You pray that the piano will meet you halfway. Horowitz's piano meets you 90% of the way.
The Horowitz, Clyburn, and Rhapsody pianos are in Cleveland now through the middle of March. As a promotional gimmick, Steinway dealers are inviting people to make an appointment to come in and play them. Remember, in Boston, Virginia Askin said it was like falling into feathers. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.